When Catherine Kuh opened her gallery of modern art, Chicago's art world was locked in bitter controversy. Josephine Logan, the wife of an Art Institute trustee, had recently launched an assault against artistic modernism by attacking the modernist paintings featured in the Art Institute's annual exhibition of November 1935. By the following January, enough Chicagoans had rallied around the cause of artistic conservatism to form the Sanity in Art movement.
Painting has gone mad. The trash now on exhibit at the Art Institute has no right to occupy wall space. I only hope I live long enough to see it kicked out.
Sanity in Art quickly focused their attention on the Catherine Kuh Gallery. The movement sent committees to storm the gallery, condemn the art on display, and heckle any sympathetic viewers who happened to be inside.
Oh, these paintings are all out of focus. They're morbid, too. We're in the midst of a depression. Art should make us feel uplifted.
And look at how they've debased the female form. We'll never accept such vulgarity in Chicago.
In an effort to put Kuh out of business, the Sanity in Art movement resorted to more drastic tactics, including throwing a brick through the gallery window. But Kuh remained undaunted. In spite of facing constant vitriol and a perpetual lack of funds, she held out until World War II blocked the importation of European art. Her gallery finally closed in 1943. Yet, only 1 year later, she brought her commitment to modern art to the most significant art museum in town, the Art Institute of Chicago.